The season finale for the Lafayette Symphony is coming up this Saturday night at the Long Center, and joining me in the studio is Nick Palmer. Hi.
Hey, John. Great to be here.
Can't believe the season ending is already here, and summer is upon us, and what a program. One of the most passionate works by Johannes Brahms that was a long time in the making. Some incredible soloists, and maybe the most revered film composer that's still around, John Williams. How do you put these programs together? Because they're always so interesting.
Well, thank you. I mean, we try to have as much diversity as possible and as much different stylistic things, you know. So in this one, we have the John Williams work that's opening the program, and it's actually very different from a lot of the things that we know. You know, we're used to John Williams having this late romantic, almost Brahmsian style, so many things in the First Symphony that maybe ended up in, you know, in Star Wars, you know, so many things that I can think of. But this one is completely different, and it's very much in a jazz style. John Williams actually started out as a jazz pianist. He used to be known as Johnny Williams, and he played with Henry Mancini and all these other folks. And so it's a very cool piece, and it's featuring Randy Salmon on alto saxophone and Amy Holmes on vibraphone. It has this just beautifully, it's like this incredibly improvisatory line that is written out in unison for the vibraphone and the alto sax with the double bass accompanying. Very, very cool. That's just one part of it. But it's a very, very interesting piece, I think.
If folks haven't seen the Leonardo DiCaprio movie with Tom Hanks, Catch Me If You Can, that opens things up.
Yes.
And then talented kids. It's always so amazing to know that there's going to be some new talent. And you have three soloists this time, a couple of Mozart works and Richard Strauss. While these are one movement each, you know, Mozart is a little complicated. And I know sometimes, especially your job to know where they're going to go can be difficult, but it's got to be fun to work with these young people.
It really is. And, you know, it's funny. We never know how the programming is going to shake out. So we had the first and last piece already worked out. But it's nice that these pieces were the ones that happened to be the ones that won, because they work really well with both, especially with the Brahms. We have Eugene Zhang, who's a sixth grader at West Lafayette. He's just tremendous. He is just a very ebullient player and wonderful technique. He starts it off. Then we have Cameron Gilman, who's a junior at McCutcheon. And what's really cool this year is that we actually have two brass players who have won, which is not normally the way it works. You know, there's almost always a violinist or a cellist or two pianists. But Cameron is the first one that I can recall. It is one on the euphonium, of all things. And we'll be playing the last movement of the Mozart bassoon concerto, which is really is a perfect piece for the euphonium as well. Our final piece will be the Strauss First Horn Concerto, featuring a senior from Purdue, Rebecca Sallow. And she is a great player. She's actually performed with us in the symphony several times too. So she's got a lot of experience playing with orchestras. But that's such a such a virtuosic piece, you know, not just for the soloist, but also certainly for the orchestra.
So that's the first half for this weekend's concerts at the Long Center, starting at 7:30. And it ends with Brahms' First Symphony that, again, has these soaring horn solos the concertmaster gets to play. And everyone is involved. The right from the start, you know, the timpani is right there. And it's such dramatic music. This has got to be fun to put together in just these few rehearsals to really say, you know, the sum of our, you know, season has come to this, you know, dramatic work by Brahms.
Yeah, and you know, and that's part of programming too, is an arc, and having the arc end in something like Brahms First is just awesome for everybody. I mean, the players are really excited about it. I haven't conducted the piece in 25 years, so I've been, you know, really, really relearning it. And it's so nice to come back to it after not having done it in such a long time, because it's a piece, you know, like all great works of art, that is full of humanity from start to finish. I mean, it has this very dramatic, dark, intense opening, but then it has this ebullient, just transcendental finale, especially the end of it. And everything in between, you know, he takes the musical language of the classicists, Beethoven, etc., and expands it harmonically in ways that are just mind-boggling to me, you know, where he goes harmonically and chordally and how he combines rhythm so deftly throughout the piece. It's just an amazing work of art.
folks can find out more online, right? LafayetteSymphony.org.
That's right.
I guess yeah. I'd end asking about your, you know, your summer as the season comes here to an end. I know that you've had some incredible releases. We're tickled about the Arnold Rosner second volume, and I know that there's a third volume that will be coming the way this year.
That's
anything
right.
else in the making? And
well,
what's your summer plans?
It's very exciting because now, after having done these two CDs with London Philharmonic at Abbey Road, I've been invited to do two more, including this January. We're going to be doing the Requiem Mass of Rosner, which is an unbelievably gigantic piece with chorus, soloists, seven trumpets, seven languages, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been asked to do a fourth CD after that. So I'll be, you know, spending a lot of time in London, which is extremely exciting. But in addition to that, I'm returning to Mexico to guest conduct next year and several other orchestras. So it's exciting. And there's several music festivals I'm involved in the summer and have summer concerts with some of my orchestras. So no rest for the weary, I guess is where it is. But I always love coming here and continue to really, really appreciate the honor of being able to conduct here in Lafayette, because it's a community that really loves the arts and really supports the orchestra. And we have a wonderful orchestra and wonderful staff and board and foundation here. So it's always great to come home to Lafayette to be here.
Yeah, well, we're always tickled when you're here and appreciate the time and appreciate you coming here on air.
Oh,
great to see
always
you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, John.